Parts of House Bill 589, or the Voter Information Verification Act, went into effect earlier this year. Those provisions reduce the number of early voting days by a week, do away with same-day registration, and remove pre-registration for 16- and 17-year-olds. The U.S. Department of Justice sued the state, saying the law violates parts of the Federal Voting Rights Act. The NAACP, American Civil Liberties Union, and attorneys representing college students have joined as plaintiffs. They're seeking an injunction that would stop those provisions until a judge can rule on the constitutionality of the law. Attorneys for those groups say the new law discriminates against African Americans, whose participation has increased in recent years with expanded early voting. Defense attorneys for North Carolina assert that the plaintiffs have no evidence to show intent of discrimination, and that since going into effect, the law has caused no problems. Today, former State Board of Elections Director Gary Bartlett is expected to take the stand and detail some of the benefits of early voting and the lack of fraud in the state. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.